This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is going to have a great and consequential election coming up a year from this November in 2022, determining who controls the House, who controls the Senate, the direction of the country, just how radical will we go in the direction of bigger government and higher taxes. All of that is on the table. Well, the best way to understand what could be and probably will be the deciding issue in that election is to look at some of the elections that are taking place this year, particularly for mayor of New York. Now, what does that have to do with what's coming up in 2022? Daniel Henninger knows. Daniel Henninger's column is always worth reading on every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal. It's the Wonderland column. Particularly important this week because he writes about law and order. It's back. And Daniel, first of all, how do we see the return of law and order as a determining issue in the New York mayoral primary for the Democrats?
Well, that primary is going to occur June 22nd, Michael, and that effectively, in an overwhelmingly Democratic city, decides who will be the next mayor of New York. So we are up and running now. There are about eight candidates running for mayor. Five of them are manifestly progressive. Virtually all of them would reduce funding for the police department in this city. And yet, last Thursday, they had their first debate, 2 hours long, and fully a third of the debate, the first third, was taken up talking about one issue, crime in New York, shootings in New York, which are up 80% over last year. And the two front runners so far are the borough president of Brooklyn, Eric Adams, and indeed the former Democratic presidential candidate, Andrew Yang, both of whom are running wholeheartedly on restoring law and order to New York City. And, you know, it's quite an irony, Michael. They're succeeding Bill de Blasio, who was elected in 2013. And one of the biggest issues then was whether to ban horse-drawn carriages in Central Park. We have come a long way because the big issue now is the extraordinary amount of shootings and uncivilized behavior overwhelming New York City.
Okay, and you make the point in your column, which is so important to read. It's going on everywhere. And we were talking earlier in this broadcast, Daniel, we were speaking about some of the outbreaks of anti-Semitic incidents, not just in New York and L.A., but in Arizona and in Utah and in Illinois and all across the country. That highlights, doesn't it, for people to see how crucial it is to have law and order and a strong police presence protecting people.
Yeah, it is indeed. And, you know, Michael, there is an explicitly political component to all this, Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus progressive. You know, we also had the incident here in the past week of the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, saying she wasn't going to give interviews with white male reporters anymore. Last night, Thursday night, 17 people got shot in Chicago. Three of them were killed. We had those protests all last summer, the Black Lives Matter protest, in hundreds of cities, and an extraordinary number of them degenerated into violence and indeed looting in cities across America. That riot in Times Square this week between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel supporters was basically the left, the pro-Palestinian people, descending upon the Jewish protesters to beat them up. Somehow, Michael, it has become an article of behavior on the left among progressives that this the thing always degenerates into violence. And whether it's pulling the police back and allowing more crime against black people living in poor neighborhoods, or whether it's protesting politics, it always ends in violence. And I do think, as you suggested at the outset, we're going to have that big election, midterm election next November. The American people are watching this, and I believe they're recoiling from it.
Well, there's no question about it. Even Eric Garcetti, the very liberal Democratic mayor of Los Angeles, spoke out about some of the incidents of violence occurring in L.A. When you talk about a breakdown of law and order, would you also include the proliferation of massive homeless encampments in cities that used to do a much better job of keeping our streets and parks safe and clean?
Yeah, I think it is of a piece with what we're talking about, Michael. We do have a homeless problem around New York City. I was watching the news several nights ago, and they had footage of the homeless encampments around Los Angeles. I have to say I was shocked. I was taken aback. I mean, it was just the most extraordinary sight, these tents all over the city.
It's like Calcutta. Worse than Calcutta.
Yeah, worse than Calcutta. And, you know, a lot of the homeless, especially in New York City, are mentally ill. Sure, there are drug addicts and alcoholics, but a lot of them are mentally ill. And we had a movement back in the 70s, I'm sure you remember, called deinstitutionalization, in which they emptied out a lot of the mental hospitals and put these people on the street. And the expectation was they would somehow medicate through psychiatric centers. Well, that never happened. These people are out on the street without medicine, self-medicating with heroin and other drugs, and lying on the sidewalks of great American cities. That, again, was a progressive policy that was enacted years ago, led to this result. And, again, I think the American voter, and voters indeed in cities like New York and Los Angeles, are beginning to connect the dots and see that progressive governance is, in fact, a contradiction in terms. It's not working.
Okay, there's not really a Republican candidate who's viable for mayor of New York City.
Right.
Which Republicans do you think are understanding the importance of this issue right now and speaking about it meaningfully and well?
You know, not really, not at the national level. You know, the Republicans in Congress are consumed with things like infrastructure spending, the July 6th, the January 6th commission. And I really don't think that they have focused on the law and order issue at this point. We do indeed not really have a significant Republican candidate running for mayor in New York City. That's a big problem for these northern cities like Chicago and New York, Minneapolis. People are voting with their feet. But I think it's something that the Republican Party is going to have to focus on pretty soon, because voters are demanding it. Voters want an answer to what's going on in the streets of their cities.
And you actually, in your column, make the case that the Democrats had such iron control of everything after Lyndon Johnson won his landslide victory in 64. It was this issue that turned it around and that made Republicans not only competitive but triumphant under Ronald Reagan. Daniel Henninger is deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal's editorial page. His weekly column, Wonderland, appears in the Wall Street Journal each Thursday. This week's column is a 100% must-read, A Law and Order, It's Back. And anyone who ignores this, Republican or Democrat, is going to be surprised by the focus which is going to come forward and should, because it involves people's personal safety and the future of their children and, in fact, the future of our cities and of our country. Daniel, Godspeed to you, and keep the provocation and enlightenment coming. When we come back, we'll try to keep it coming as well with that January 6th commission, maybe some overreactions on the part of Democrats, extremely amusing overreactions, at least at one level. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, well, it was mentioned at least in conversation with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, that a very big issue in this upcoming election is going to be the issue of law and order. the breakdown of police services, the rise in crime. After years and years, Americans had taken it for granted that crime was going down. By the way, hate crimes were going down as well. And all of this has been undermined by all kinds of difficulties that are thrown in the path of the police and law enforcement generally, which has actually been doing a pretty good job. And one of the counters that Democrats are planning to make up for the very strident voices in their party, including a lot of big semi-celebrities, one of the counters that they're going to bring forward is apparently this desire for a January 6th commission to investigate what happened in terms of the raid on the Capitol building. Now, people who listen to this show understand I am not an apologist for what happened on January 6th. I think it was terribly handled by the administration. Frankly, it was poorly handled by Congress itself. And there was a chaotic situation that had opened up to these horrible and frankly disgusting demonstrations that became a riot. However, to say that this was the greatest threat to America since September 11th, and in fact there was one op-ed over at USA Today that said it was worse than September 11th. Even worse. And part of what the Democrat strategy appears to be is to focus on something that happened as soon as it's going to be a half a year ago. It's a while ago. And, for instance, listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, America's intellectual leader, right? She actually talks about the Capitol riot as an all-out attempted coup. This is clip 8. Listen.
This was an all-out attempted coup. Mike Pence was taken out of the Senate chamber something like 60 seconds before these terrorists and insurrectionists got into the Senate chamber. 60 seconds could have meant potentially the difference between what we have right now in a Marshall state. And we don't want to acknowledge that that's how close we got. But that is how close we got. We think of coups as something that happens in quote-unquote banana republics or in the developing or quote-unquote third world. And it happened here.
Okay, it didn't happen here. And there's a famous novel back in the 1930s by Sinclair Lewis, Nobel Prize-winning novelist, called It Can't Happen Here, which was about a potential fascist takeover. This is the 1930s. In America. And then there's another very good book called It Didn't Happen Here by Seymour Martin Lipset, a political scientist, about why it didn't happen in America. And the biggest news about this coup, and I would love to talk to Representative Ocasio-Cortez, if she ever would, about this. How does she think if the evacuation of Mike Pence had been delayed? And if the rioters had come in, and let's say they had actually done what they said they wanted to do, which is hang Mike Pence. Let's imagine, God forbid a thousand times, I want Mike Pence to live and be well, we all need him. But let's imagine they had killed Mike Pence. Let's say they killed Nancy Pelosi. Okay, well, then what happens? The real story of January 6th, and it's so dishonest to say anything else, is that the institutions held. They functioned. There was an attempt to undermine our institutions, to undermine our electoral process. It failed. And frankly, there was never any real plan. When you use the term terrorists, terrorist is a person who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. Now, the people who staged this riot or who stumbled into this riot or however you want to see it, the people from the Oath Keepers and the Boogaloo Boys and the Proud Boys and the rest of them, they they came into the Capitol building, and then they left. And as some people have commented, they were as clueless and aimless as ever. Do you really think that we're talking about Lenin and Trotsky, or Hitler and Mussolini, who had well-hatched plots to undermine nations? By the way, neither Germany nor Italy had much background in a democratic republic. We do. And while I think that part of what went on January 6th, including from the President of the United States, was shameful, the claim that we came within 60 seconds of martial law, it's nonsense. And this idea going on is that this is crucial. The only way to find out about what really happened is setting up a presidential commission. A member of Congress named Cheryl was actually spoke about this. And here's more on why we so desperately need, according to Democrats, a January 6th commission.
That this is an independent, bipartisan commission to get to the bottom of the events leading up to January 6th and what happened that day and how we can make our democracy stronger and heal the nation. Why would anyone be against that, Republican or Democrat alike? It's hard for me to understand. And, you know, I'm from North Jersey. We had many people who were killed in 9/11. And that commission really helped heal people, heal the nation, and helped our nation move forward and better frame what happened. And so here we have an event, the worst attack on our Capitol, the President of the United States attacking Congress as we were doing our constitutional duty. This nation has to investigate that. We have to bring everyone together. And to have this bipartisan, independent commission do it to help make sure everyone knows the truth of what happened. And I remain really unable to fathom why members of Congress are trying to whitewash that day.
Okay, no one should attempt to whitewash that day. And I think that what Representative Clyde said, that was Mikey Sherrill of New Jersey, by the way, who was speaking there. Look, the riot of January 6th has been investigated. The investigations are continuing. They're now being run by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, appointed by President Biden. There are multiple investigations. There can even be more investigations in Congress if Congress has the extra time and bandwidth. But this desperate desire for a commission, the New York Times blows the secret. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVid Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Korean President Moon is at the White House for a day of meetings and events. Moon meeting with Vice President Harris's office for the bilateral meetings. He's then set to meet with President Biden, and later the two leaders are set to hold a joint news conference in the East Room. President Biden also awarding a U.S.-Korean War veteran with the Medal of Honor.
I'm humbled to have you here today. I really am. Along with your loving family, and to award you the Medal of Honor.
Retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. was awarded that Medal of Honor for conspicuous gallantry in combat. Kyle Rittenhouse, the man who allegedly killed two rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, made his first appearance in court on Friday. He'll go to trial November 1st. Rittenhouse claims the rioters were killed in self-defense. He's been out of jail on $2 million bail. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. The New York Times I mentioned actually lets out the secret of what is really at stake here and why Democrats are pressing so very hard for this September, it's not September, it's a January 6th commission that they say would have its report ready by December of this year. So the commission would have to work quickly. Now, the Justice Department is pressing investigations. There are state attorneys general that are pressing investigations. There is potential investigations by, for instance, our intelligence services, for instance, the FBI. And you say you need a nonpartisan commission. The FBI at least is supposed to be nonpartisan. And I think that they have warned about the dangers of right-wing terrorism, and very appropriate. And it's not that America doesn't know about this, but it is so profoundly overstated. This is Jackie Speier, representative from, I think she says Speer, from Northern California. And here's the way that she describes what the Capitol riot was to her. And again, that term coup comes up. This is clip 7.
I support getting to the truth, and we have got to be clear-eyed about this. This was an insurrection. This was a bloody, deadly siege on the U.S. Capitol. Our democracy was hanging on a thread. And to somehow call it a Capitol tour when 140 police officers were injured, 81 of them Capitol Police, one lost his eye, one lost his finger, one is dead today, one committed suicide, one had a heart attack. I mean, this is not something that can be swept under the rug. Now, be careful what they wish for in the Senate. I would love to have the majority leader, Schumer, actually have this go to a full-fledged filibuster. Let's talk about what went on. I think the American people have to be reminded that we were so vulnerable that there could have been literally a coup.
Okay, how could there have been a coup? And Representative, come on the show and explain to us. First of all, try to imagine writing a novel, a what-if novel. Harry Turtledove has done a series of really entertaining novels about how things could have been different in the Civil War and other key moments in American history. Newt Gingrich wrote a novel about how the American Revolution could have been settled differently without America actually winning independence. I mean, okay, try to even construct a novel that is even vaguely related to reality, that shows people from the Boogaloo Boys and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers actually staging a coup. I mean, Hitler's Beer Hall Putsch was failed completely in 1923. At least that had sort of a plot by which they were taking members of parliament hostage. Did anyone have any evidence of a plot like that? If there is, yes, it's worth bringing out. But it will be brought out by the multiple investigations that are going on already. Do we have enough investigations in America? I think we have too many. And by the way, if the Democrats want to blame someone for the fact that this is misfiring, blame yourselves. Because even though I think that President Trump's conduct on this entire issue was indefensible. Indefensible. But impeachment was a crazy idea. And we've already spent a great deal of time, focus, and money trying to impeach President Trump. And they actually voted on his impeachment even after he'd left office, if you'll remember. And again, the New York Times I mentioned, I think, gives away the secret. They have a headline in a news analysis by Carl Hulse. The headline is, it says, it's not a commission that the GOP fears. It's midterm voters. And that's right. And that's appropriate. The GOP fears this becoming a political circus and a distraction that takes Americans away from a real vote on real issues like federal spending, like restructuring our education, like reparations, like you name it. Abortion is probably going to be an issue in this election as it's upcoming. Carl Hulse writes, leading congressional Republicans offer multiple justification for why they oppose an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. But there is really one overriding reason. They fear it will hurt their party's image and hinder their attempts to regain power in next year's midterm elections. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, the number two Republican, was unusually candid about his party's predicament. Republicans, he said, wonder whether or not this can be, in the end, a fair process that fully examines the facts around January 6th in an objective way and doesn't become a political weapon in the hands of the Democrats. I think that's exactly right and is exactly appropriate. And there's nothing wrong with what John Thune said. No one is attempting to cover up anything. And again, you have a Biden Justice Department that is very capable of making this investigation. If you talk about a coup, a desire to set up martial law, how is that supposed to work? How is that supposed to work? Because we're talking about January 6th. It's just a couple of weeks. It's 2 weeks exactly before President Biden took office. And the Constitution set it up that way with the change in the inauguration day. So we wouldn't have, they moved the inauguration day from March 4th to January 20th. So that we wouldn't have such a long, awkward interregnum where we don't know who actually was going to be president. We knew. And yes, there were people questioning the election. But you see, that's the other reason that I think Republicans are probably right, most Republicans. And I credit to the 35 Republicans who went ahead and voted to authorize this this commission. They weren't necessary because the majority of Democrats, all the Democrats in the House, voted for it. And that's enough to carry the House by itself. But with those 35 votes, it was very clear. And now it's going to the Senate. And the idea that this is going to be fought out on a filibuster endlessly, why not agree to support all of the ongoing investigations? They can do further committee investigations if they want to. But what is it that they are attempting to find out? What is going to be revealed? Other than getting the American people to fight once again over the issue of Donald Trump's presidency and his leadership. President Trump may welcome that. There's actually a piece today by Noah Feldman, a liberal-leaning law professor, that says that if that commission went forward, Trump could easily be the big winner. And if they go forward with some prosecution of Trump or the Trump Organization by Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, or other Democratic officials who are talking about prosecuting President Trump, if he is acquitted, and Noah Feldman says it is likely that he would be acquitted because you need a unanimous jury, and people in America are not unanimous about Trump or his presidency or any of that. But what is the point of focusing on that now? The point is for Democrats to divide Republicans, to embarrass Republicans, and to take attention away from the really very controversial and destructive aspects of their own agenda, for which I do hope the GOP will offer a meaningful solution and a meaningful alternative. There's also more about embarrassment for Democrats. In the state of New York, one of the most Democratic states in the country, serious questions about Governor Cuomo and about a Democratic mayor whose husband has just been arrested for illegal gun possession and drug peddling. We'll get to that and more on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. they listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, one of the worst aspects of politics when things are so deeply, deeply polarized is there is a tendency for Democrats to say, we can do no wrong, anyone who is enlisted in our cause, particularly if that person represents a victimized minority group, you get away with anything, anything at all. And Republicans tend to say the same thing, and though not as conspicuously. I haven't heard lots and lots of people rushing to the defense, for instance, of Matt Gaetz, who stands accused, a member of Congress from Florida. I'm not even sure at this point that Matt Gaetz is going to make a campaign for re-election. Don't know. But he stands accused of multiple dishonest and disreputable endeavors. But there was buried in the news today a pretty sensational bit of news where had the implicated party been a Republican, particularly if the party had been a white male Republican instead of a black female Democrat, I think there would have been a much more howling. And what I'm talking about is the mayor of Rochester. There is a headline in the New York Times which very gently says, "New crisis for Rochester mayor." And the new crisis is the husband of the mayor of Rochester, New York, whose name is Lovely Warren. That's her name. It's not a nickname. It's her real name. The husband of the mayor of Rochester, New York, Lovely Warren, was arrested yesterday after the police said they discovered drugs and guns in searches of his car and home. The latest crisis for the mayor in a year continuously whipsawed by scandal. Mayor Lovely Warren's husband, whose name is Timothy Granison, is 42. He was accused of being part of a mid-level cocaine trafficking ring and charged with drug and gun possession in what prosecutors said was the culmination of a seven-month-long investigation. What do you think the reaction would have been if something like this had come out to someone who is less sacrosanct at least, in terms of negative publicity. And by the way, not to compare these two, but the idea of Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, saying publicly that she would not grant any press interviews one-on-one with any white people, can you imagine if it had been on the other side? If this had been, say, a white male mayor of Chicago, a white male straight mayor of Chicago, because Lori Lightfoot also has the added a check mark of being the Chicago's first gay mayor. In any event, she's gotten some criticism for it, and she deserves a world of criticism. She's going to have to retreat. You can't say that if you're mayor of one of America's biggest cities. And as Daniel Henninger pointed out, she says it in the midst of this crime crisis in her city, which is way out of control. And Rochester, New York, which is where Frederick Douglass is buried, where he spent many years of his life later in life. Susan B. Anthony is buried in Rochester. Okay, the husband of the mayor of Rochester, Mr. Grandison's arrest and the discovery of 31 grams of powder in his possession. The authorities are saying that that's the equivalent of about $60,000 worth of cocaine. He was also found, this is of crack cocaine, and he was also found with $100,000 in cash. This was recovered across searches of the homes and other properties of the seven people arrested who were involved together with the husband of the mayor. Now, she's already been in trouble and been investigated for illegal campaign contributions, but the idea that someone should be treated differently because he or she is on your side, this is exactly part of what is wrong with this politics of personal destruction. The idea that you're going to use scandal not to expose corruption, which is always appropriate, but use scandal as a political tool. And that, it seems to me, is what they are trying to do, the Democrats, to avoid talking about some of the issues that are inconvenient to them. Don Lemon on CNN was extraordinarily harsh to the Republican side. Well, of course he was. And he had this to say. This is clip two.
The only party now that is operating in reality is the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is obsolete. The Republican Party is not dealing and living in reality. So you cannot negotiate with a party that doesn't operate on logic. And so I don't know what the answer is when it comes to the Republican Party. I think at this point it needs to be restructured, and perhaps Americans who want this country to be a country that is sane and rational and equitable and equal, that perhaps they need to challenge the Republican Party more. But I don't think the Republican Party at this point is, I don't think that they can be changed. I really don't. I think that it has gone way too far, and it's just sad to see. I'm not a political person. I'm a person who lives in reality.
Oh, no.
I'm a journalist.
Okay, not a political person, but he'd like the Republican Party obliterated. Doesn't that kind of stand as a political statement? And see, here is the difficulty, is that what he is really expressing is not a distrust of Republicans. He's expressing a distrust of the American people. And this is true. I mean, this is an aspect of the Democratic viewpoint, and it's going to cripple the Biden administration going forward. If they don't get some kind of deal with Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Senator of West Virginia, conservative Republican who's supposed to be leading the negotiations for some kind of compromise on this infrastructure deal, where everybody wants some progress on that. But when Don Lemon says that he doesn't know if the Republican Party even has a future, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, the way it works, Don, is this, is that when a party gets deeply out of touch with the electorate, with the voters, with ordinary people, then that party loses. But there are still all kinds of indications. We're going to be talking about them Monday with Rich Lowry of National Review. There are all kinds of indications that the Republicans have the advantage of the Democrats over a range of issues that are coming up before the people in 2022. So this idea, this pleading that the Republican Party should disappear, it seems to me is not an indication of confidence by Democrats. It's an indication of desperation. By the way, Lovely Warren, the mayor of Rochester, says people will try anything to break me. Mr. Grandison, this is her husband, has had past run-ins with the law. When he was 17, he pleaded guilty to second-degree robbery after serving as a getaway driver in a jewelry store robbery. He was sentenced to 5 years probation. On Thursday, yesterday, he pleaded not guilty to one count of criminal possession of a firearm and two counts of criminal possession of a controlled substance and was released on his own recognizance. Now, look, if you're a chief executive of one of the major cities in New York State, I mean, obviously it's not New York, it's not even Buffalo, but it's Rochester. And do you remember there was all of this investigation of police officers in Rochester because there was a gentleman named Daniel Prude who was substance abusing and running around nude in a freezing night, and he ended up being arrested, and then he died in police custody where they had put a some kind of bag mask over his head. And okay. With all of this, they have a law enforcement crisis that involves sort of fundamental things in the mayor's office. Unless you really believe that your side can do no wrong, maybe there ought to be some application of a single standard for scandal and for more positive achievements, which we will get to in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.